Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Work will stop September 30th if the government shuts down. A White House spokesman writes in a memo, now House Republicans have a stark choice to make. Will they honor their word, meet their responsibility to avoid a shutdown, and act on life and death priorities like fighting the fentanyl crisis?
There is no reason for Congress to shut down the government. Absolutely none.
Republicans say a shutdown threat is leverage.
We're going to try to avoid a shutdown, but unfortunately, at the end of the day, the only power that Congress has to hold these agencies accountable to do their jobs is the power of the purse.
Oh, my God, I can't believe we're going to go through this conversation. So, you know, we got the whole debt ceiling thing we run up against now and then, and it gets used by leverage as leverage from whichever party is wanting to use it for leverage at the time. And it's an imaginary limit that we made up ourselves, and it hasn't done us any good in that we found out this weekend that this year we're going to have $2.1 trillion for an annual deficit. Just for one year.
That's correct.
Absolutely shocking. So the
I have more information on that if you'd like.
But the whole debt ceiling thing, it isn't doing any good in terms of reining in spending. I mean, if that was the original point, it certainly hasn't done any good. Anyway, so we're running into that. And Kevin McCarthy, it would seem, is going to use some of the heat that's out there for impeachment as some leverage with his own crowd. And if you'll vote to raise the debt limit, because there is a certain number of people. And I understand their motivation. I get the argument of, look, we're not raising it again. Let's do something different. Let's not just keep kicking the can down the road. This is insane. I understand that, but you can't go down the toilet over a couple of votes of people that, whatever. I can't even have the debt ceiling conversation again.
I know. It's so depressing, isn't it?
but Kevin McCarthy is going to try to get those people on board by saying, yes, I will do the impeachment. Now, the question is this, and apparently there's quite a bit from everything I've read and heard from the pundits who report on this sort of thing. There's quite a bit of disagreement within the Republican Party whether an impeachment is a good idea. Now, Kevin McCarthy keeps calling it, look, it's just an impeachment inquiry. It's not an impeachment. We're just gonna, you know, look into the facts. It gives us the power to gather facts and stuff like that. Although nobody thinks that politically you could open that door, start that, and not end up going down all the way down the road of voting at some point on impeaching the president. Do you think you could do that? I don't think you'd do that.
I could picture McCarthy and the leadership saying, hey, holding a big press conference that's ignored by most media and saying, hey, we found this malfeasance, and that malfeasance. On the other hand, there's no chance it gets through the Senate, so pull a James Comey. List all of the sins, then say we're not going to go down the road of impeachment because it's time-consuming and expensive and wouldn't go anywhere. I think your theory is probably more likely.
Well, here's my question, because most of the pundits that I trust know what they're talking about and aren't just being partisans. Think this is more likely than not to happen, that there will be an impeachment of Joe Biden around this stuff. Is that a good idea or not? What I haven't heard addressed is, specifically is, since it's not going to go anywhere, you have the inquiry, you bring out whatever evidence you've got and everything like that. It might even pass. You got all Republicans on board, you get it passed. But it's not going to, he's not going to get, President Biden's not going to get removed from office by the Senate. We all know that. So doesn't that do you more harm than good? Isn't the average person who doesn't follow this stuff closely, aren't they just going to think in their head, well, they looked into this, they didn't find anything, it's over. So any noise about it over the next year is going to be, have no effect.
I think it's mostly an exercise to fire up the base.
To fire up to do what?
Look at us, we're fighting for you. We tried to get him.
Ah, oh, that just seems so short-sighted.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to politics.
if you in drips and drabs over the next year and a half up to the election keep this in the news, in the New York Post and Fox, it's the only place that reports it, but occasionally it bubbles up into it came up on a couple of the Sunday shows this weekend or whatever. You kind of keep it alive that way. I think you do way more damage if your goal is to damage the president, and I assume it is. I think you do way more damage than having this impeachment, like in the next couple of weeks, accomplishing nothing, and then, like I said, for the average voter, it's a done. It's done. It's been looked into.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There are a number of ways they could go. I'm not sure which is more likely.
I mean, that first Trump impeachment was stupid. This one will be stupider. I mean, nothing is going to happen out of this.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what timetable Kevin McCarthy has in mind. Is it stretching out the inquiry part of it over weeks and weeks and weeks? Just so they can keep pumping out information that the Bidens sold influence and all got rich? And maybe he has no intention to ever actually take it to the Senate.
I think you'd get the same result, though, where people would feel like, okay, you looked into it and there was nothing there, obviously, because it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I think some people would think that no matter what, because they're in their little media bubbles. I'm picturing various strategies. I mean, he could go with the 23. Do we have the Comer clip? Yeah. Play 24 for us, Michael, real quick.
We have a president who has evidence that his family's taken over $20 million from foreign nationals. We have sworn testimony and emails that show that the president was doing favors in exchange for this money his family's receiving. This is very serious.
You know, yeah, I was going to say they could make the case that they obscured the reality of what was happening financially so skillfully through all their shell companies and their 22 LLCs or whatever it was that they covered their tracks so well, we don't think we can convince the Senate, but what clearly happened is they all got rich from foreign sources while he was VP. You know, I don't know. I'm just so exhausted by the whole thing.
And again, as I said yesterday, I wish we could get away from this language of did something illegal happen? It doesn't have to be illegal. Impeachment is a political thing. And I even heard on Fox this morning, they said, you got to remind all our viewers that so far no illegality has been found. Doesn't have to be. That's not the standard. That's a new standard that the lawyers or media or somebody invented. It helped Trump get off because you made it about, was there a law broken? Not, is it okay for the president to do this or that? Anyway, so there's that. On the whole aliases thing, I got this information yesterday. I thought it was pretty interesting because we found out last week that President Biden was using a bunch of aliases for emails and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who knows, and I won't go any farther than that because I don't want to get him in trouble, but trust me, they know. I know them and they know. Said, presidents I know of and their families have aliases. I've never seen it used for businesses because why the hell would you need to? I've only seen the aliases used by friends of the protect of the first family and everybody that's in the orbit to direct correspondence to them. For example, Joe Biden likely gets thousands of Christmas cards at the White House addressed to Joe Biden. Although those cards get screened at the off-site mailroom and sent over to the staff, those addressed to Biden's aliases would get screened, then make their way directly to them. The assumption is that the close friends know that alias and use it to get to him. It allows mm-hmm. to keep some semblance of normalcy in their friendships. Isn't that interesting? So you have an alias that only your friends know about, so you'll actually get their email or actual mail or whatever. It helps screen mm-hmm. it out. Now, why they were using this for businesses and everything like that, no explanation whatsoever. I mean, no good explanation, no above-the-board explanation for why you'd be using aliases.
Right, the alias thing is interesting. I'd actually come across that myself, that's pretty common. It's the question of what you're doing with the alias. If it's 1,000 emails to Hunter's company, including his partners and the rest of it, it's worth looking into, given the context we've been discussing, the tens of millions of dollars that flowed to the Biden family and made them all very, very wealthy. But I don't know.
Well, I think the impeachment is going to happen. It'll be pretty interesting to see how it's covered. Since you'd have to bring your viewers or readers really up to speed on the whole thing, like an impeachment about Hunter Biden, what are you talking about? The fake laptop? I mean, that's where a lot of the country is. They don't even know that the laptop. I know because I was talking to somebody about this recently. A person that would consider themselves a news junkie, but they're on the other side, had not heard at all that the Washington Post, New York Times, and others have announced, you know, in paragraph 16 a year and a half later, that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. Those emails are real. But a lot of people don't know that at all. I mean, so you got to start from the beginning.
And they will get incredibly biased coverage through their favorite outlets, I'm sure, if they follow it at all. And they will hear, you know, 1,000 times what you're just saying. There is no proof that President Biden broke a specific law. And which is just like saying there's no proof that he violated the rules of croquet. I mean, it's not even, that's not the question we're here to answer.
And that's just going to be our standard for presidents going forward, that your children fly with you on planes and meet with business people, kind of implying that there's some sort of connection there, even if nothing happened, and you make gazillions of dollars? Is that the way we want to do things? That's shady.
All right, well, on a totally different topic, the fact that God will impeach Joe Biden before the Senate will.
Wow.
This is first the ever-angry sports commentator Stephen A. Smith, clip 22, Michael.
It is a disgrace for the Democratic Party to call themselves progressives when they're virtually begging an 82-year-old man at election time to run for re-election.
I would agree with that. He has that same tone of voice if he catches a burglar in his home or if they fail to put mustard on his cheeseburger. He's angry about everything.
Or they ran a pass play when he thought they should have, run the ball.
Exactly. And finally, on Joe Biden and his age, this is Peter Doocy and KJP, America's favorite comedy team.
President Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history. Why does White House staff treat him like a baby?
No one treats the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, like a baby.
That's actually a quote from that new book that we were discussing yesterday. We could get to that later if you want to.
We certainly could. The President's old as hell. Or we could just summarize it like that. And it is astonishing, absolutely astonishing that they're even contemplating making the old man run again.
Well, do you know the background on that whole baby story from the book?
Some of it,
came out, yeah. It was one of the many times that he said something, went off script, said something, and as soon as he walks off the stage, the staff is going to the media and trying to clean it up. And then he was angry that they had cleaned it up, saying, why do they treat me like a baby? They didn't treat Kennedy like a baby, did they? Why are they treating me like a baby? But that is what happens because he says things that he wasn't supposed to say. And then
he is like a little baby.
No, he didn't mean that. He didn't. He said India, but he meant Iran or you know, whatever.
He said we'd defend Taiwan, but he meant would be strategically ambiguous.
Yeah.
Come on. So more on the incredible federal deficit. The wind industry is a scam. People trying to bring sanity back to their local schools. Oh, we have a new Democratic crackpot senator of the month to name. A lot of good stuff to come.
You okay with your car spying on you? Because there's more on that. Your car is spying on you, and so is your TV and your phone and everybody. Everybody's spying on you. More on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
See, all have supported MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Well, they know this, and they continue to give back to listeners with deals on the most popular products.
You've heard us talk about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. It's time to let you know the six-piece towel set is back.
Yep, you had sold this product out. It was that popular. This towel set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you look for in a towel.
The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $79.98. For a limited time to celebrate this restock, you can get this set for $39.99 with the promo code GETTY. That's a 50% saving.
Now, these towels are machine washable, very durable, and come in multiple colors.
To find this offer, just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Special Square to get 50% off this six-piece towel set. This deal will not last long. Enter the promo code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y, MyPillow.com, or call 800-666-1205 for this special and many more.
Go with your guts. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess. Always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started to see improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio. That's DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Getty Show.
I'm making sandwiches for my boyfriend and I, and as I'm doing this, it occurred to me that French people do something very weird with sandwiches that I think you guys would find strange, so I wanted to share it with you. And what they do, it's like a classic sandwich, it's ham, cheese, and butter. Literally, just swab it on. No mayonnaise, no mustard, just butter. And listen, I know you might be thinking that sounds gross. It's actually so good. Is it healthy? No, of course not. That's what we eat over here. Butter sandwiches with ham and cheese. And it's good, dude. It's good. Don't knock it till you try it, okay?
Okay, well, I thought it was just butter sandwiches like bread and butter, which is, you know, a sandwich. My kids like butter sandwiches, or did when they were younger, I guess. But so ham, cheese, and butter instead of ham. Well, okay. Well, that's fine.
I remember as a kid eating a butter and sugar sandwich.
Yeah.
It was like a cry for help or something. So I can't believe my sainted mom, who maybe a little later in her life got super into, you know, good nutrition for us and everything like that. But butter and sugar, great Scott.
The famous trumpet player King Oliver from the early 1900s, who hired Louis Armstrong to be in his band and made him famous, destroyed his gums, his teeth, by eating butter and sugar sandwiches constantly. He just was like addicted to them.
Me and King Oliver.
It destroyed his gums to where he couldn't play anymore.
Wow.
Died poor.
That's troubling.
Yeah. So I'm glad you got that under control.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The U.S. Open tennis tournament is going on. It's one of the big grand slams. I didn't realize an American has not won in a very long time. We used to dominate tennis, men's tennis, and no more. Anyway, you don't care about that. But a guy got kicked out for making Nazi references to a German player? Is that what happened yesterday? Oh, my gosh, not cool. So the player actually said, I appreciate the fact that the fans get all emotional and excited about the game and are really into it. But the fan was singing the Nazi national anthem when the player was getting ready to serve.
Like, Deutschland, Deutschland über alles. Hitting him with the Nazi anthem. And dude said, hey, you got to make him stop. Get him out of here, would you? That's not funny.
Why am I laughing then? If it's not funny, why am I laughing?
Because it is absurd.
It seems that the U.S. Open tennis tournament is the drunkest of the tournaments. It's the kind of, I mean, you know, for that sort of thing, it's usually pretty, you know, like Wimbledon. Everybody's dressed up and very strict manners and that sort of thing. You know, some tennis tournaments have been more get drunk and yell Nazi things at the tournament.
Right.
Have you been a good little Nazi?
That's what he yelled, yeah, more or less. I was reading about, do you remember a couple of years ago, Beer Girl became a thing? She's this hot chick in a tight white dress who swigged down an entire beer in like 5 seconds. And she was on the Jumbotron. Then they put her on the Jumbotron again last year. Well, this year they haven't put her on the Jumbotron. She's really disappointed and was doing an interview about how she's trying to grow her brand and monetize her brand and become an influencer. And she doesn't understand why they're being mean to her. I was like, oh, the modern world is stupid.
Oh, my God. That was painful. That was hard to even hear. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Russian officials recently revealed a new global supercurrency backed by physical gold will be announced on August 22nd with support from China, India, and other countries. Many economists warn this could radically change the world economy and possibly destroy the value of the dollar. And that means the value of your 401k or IRA is at risk. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to urge you to protect yourself and your family right now. How? By diversifying your 401k or IRA into physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word hedge to 989898. August 22nd will be here before you know it. So take action today. Fortify your nest egg using the power of gold inside of a tax advantage account. Text HEDGE to the number 989898. That's HEDGE, H-E-D-G-E, to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs right now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center in Cottonwood Saturday, September 9th during Hot Rods and Hogs Classic Car Show for a barbecue benefiting the museum. As we honor those who lost their lives on 9/11 and our post-9/11 veterans, we invite you to this fundraiser from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. featuring pancake breakfast in the morning and pulled pork sandwiches for lunch. Come join us in Cottonwood, the biggest little town in Northern California. We'll see you Saturday the 9th at the Old Firehouse on Brush Street. And thanks for your support. If you'd like to volunteer with us at this event, call Michelle at 530-859-3176.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
That is an unfortunate Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona. Forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after, well, you heard the pilot.
Let's hear it again, just so we understand why they had to turn the plane around.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard, and I've heard some pretty horrible things. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
The Airbus A350 was 2 hours into the transatlantic flight when the pilot asked to come back because of the fecal fiasco.
You're out over the ocean.
That's the New York Post at its finest. Yeah, 2 hours out. That means they turned around. That was 4 hours worth of going nowhere in a plane that was inundated with, you know what.
Fecal matter.
Fecal fiasco.
Johnny Depp, unafraid to call it what it is. Thank you, Johnny. Yes, the fecal fiasco. I've seen the video, Jack. One of the airline workers, after all the pilots were off, took a video of what they're having to deal with. It will haunt my dreams for the rest of my days. You got to just burn that plane. But, Joe, it's worth $700 million. I don't care. Just burn it.
It's like I've done taking care of kids, and, I don't want to get into the details, but I don't know if you've ever done this where you just, let's throw the clothes away. Let's just throw this stuff away. We'll buy new.
Better to go to Walmart and buy some more.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just burn the plane. So have we identified the individual who did this? I mean, everybody could have a health situation of unfortunate timing, blah, blah,
certainly,
blah.
Certainly.
But you don't need to be traipsing up and down the aisle of the plane. Huh?
How about maybe they were trying to get to the bathroom.
How about limit your traveling around?
They were there at the front of coach, thought, oh, my Lord, I've got to go. They tried to make it back to the back bathrooms. They were full, so they had to run all the way up to the bathrooms there in first class by the rich people and just all over. Oh, Lord.
And then they were waiting in line, and they thought, oh, no, I forgot my earbuds, so they went back to their seat.
Wow. That is unfortunate, friends.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. God,
that's why I'm here.
So I don't know. Well, you said you saw the video. So it's not just a minor problem.
Oh, no. No, it's, and I really, I keep wanting to move on.
Were they wearing?
There are important things to talk about.
Were they wearing pants? I mean, how did they get this fire hose effect going?
Well, it's mostly in the aisle. That I could tell. But again, and I'm on the verge of gagging every minute we discuss this, having seen the video.
God,
it's spectacular.
If I was sitting in the seat for 2 hours, I would vomit.
It'd be like
that Family Guy episode where everybody's vomiting. I think that's what it would be.
Chain vomiting. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's horrifying. Yeah.
Let's move. Free peanuts because of this.
We have no more peanuts because one person in a million has an allergy.
All right.
Yeah. Just if I was told that it was a horse, the volume would still impress me. But we really need to move on is the thing.
I just don't get the physics of it.
maybe someday I can explain it to you. All right. Sorry. I had this all arranged, then accidentally rearranged it and poorly. Our headline might be San Francisco may lose lucrative tech conference because of drugs and homelessness, the poop on the street, the crime, etc. Mark Benioff, co-founder and CEO of Salesforce, said his behemoth of a company may be hosting its final Dreamforce tech conference in San Francisco this year because so many attendees have so many fears and protests about the state of the city,
they
don't want to go to San Francisco anymore.
They should. You would.
Not
you
surprisingly.
Would not like in the old days. You have a conference in San Francisco. Party on. Awesome. I'm going to spend several days in one of the great cities in the world in a hotel at this conference. Fun. But now, be like, no. I can't leave my hotel. I certainly can't have a rental car because it'll get broken into.
But that's old hat, San Francisco, isn't it? Don't let me forget to tell you about the cocaine raccoons ravaging Portland. And this is not that damn fictional cocaine bear. These are cocaine raccoons are menacing people in Portland. As if poor Portlandia hasn't gone far enough down the turlet already. Anyway, so I came across a couple of stories that I thought were so instructive about the whole bums and junkies issue. And you'll always hear it called homeless people, homelessness, then immediately the segue to rising housing costs, which are a factor, but they're not the factor. The factors are drug addiction, the coddling of drug addiction, and mental illness. And I know Jack has information on these care courts that various municipalities and states are trying to get going. It's a promising sounding program to me. We'll talk about that in a second or two, if you're ready to go on that. And also the cocaine raccoons. Did I mention those? Because we'll talk about that.
Not meth marsupials, but cocaine raccoons.
Cocaine coons, you could call them.
Gotcha.
I saw this headline in the Wall Street Journal. A Montana town faces a homelessness problem similar to San Francisco and L.A. Montana. And I says to myself, I says without even clicking on it, got to be Missoula. Missoula, Montana is a college town, University of Montana, I believe. And it is very liberal by Montana standards. It is a blue island in a red sea. We have some good friends who live there and it's just beautiful country, but the city of Missoula itself is raving lefties. And I thought, oh, sure, they enacted lefty programs and policies for bums and junkies, and I'll bet all the bums and junkies in the region are flocking to Missoula. And sure enough, of course, nobody in Missoula would admit that, but yes,
now
your policies...
Housing prices.
It's not, but... They mentioned in the journal, city boasts more than 400 acres of parks, many of which line the roaring Clark Fork River. I've been to that river. It's gorgeous. They've become full of homeless people. Some 600 people without homes live in the northern Rockies college town, tripled the number of a decade ago, many of them in tents in city parks. Their presence has sown growing under anger among residents who say the parks have become dirty and unsafe, probably because they're now dirty and unsafe. Says one gal, just the sheer litter and feces and garbage pollution that was going into the river was concerning. Missoula has a decades-old law that makes it illegal to camp in a park, but can't enforce it because of the infamous, insidious, evil 2018 ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that found removing anyone camping in a public space in its western U.S. jurisdiction where there isn't a shelter bed for them, constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. One of the most idiotic decisions in the history of jurisprudence, and the Supreme Court turned down a chance to look at it. Please change your minds on that. So, yeah, rents are up in Missoula, rents are up everywhere, but that's not why junkies are camping in the parks. Now, another note, this is from the New York Post. I saw this headline, homeless destroy motel in Wyoming City, leaving about 500 pounds of feces on the street.
God, this is, Scott, this segment, we got to lay off that. I mean, can any other indication of the horror be
used? I didn't
write
the headline.
Be used other than just a lot of that term.
You know when humankind moved beyond the tragically, horrifically short lifespans of the Middle Ages? When they realized you've got to deal with effluvium, if you prefer that term, sewage. You've got to deal with sewage in a way that keeps it away from drinking water. You've got to get human waste away from any way there is to ingest it or be exposed to it. That, you know, I don't have the figures in front of me, but that doubled human lifespans. And now the fact that we're going backward on that because of the so-called homeless problem, which is junkies mostly, it's fundamentally horrible. So I appreciate your desire for a more tasteful presentation of the show, but I think it's important. Anyway, so this is Casper, Wyoming. I'm going to tell you about Casper, Wyoming in just a moment or two. Everybody in Casper ought to call SimpliSafe, by the way, or click on the website and get a new security system because the bums and junkies are going to be robbing you blind soon. SimpliSafe Home Security, and you know, even if that's not your problem, with school starting and soccer practices and seasonal activities, your home may be sitting empty and vulnerable.
So with the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera that you can get from SimpliSafe, if an intruder breaks into your home, and I hope it doesn't happen, SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can actually see the person break into your home, speak to them, and deter them through the SimpliSafe camera, which is a heck of a thing.
Yeah, SimpliSafe Home Security has a revolutionary home monitoring innovation. 24/7 live guard protection is designed to help stop crime in real time. It's amazing. It's made possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera, available with a Fast Protect monitoring plan. But you customize the system for yourself and your needs. You can install it in about 30 minutes yourself, or they have experts who can help you through it. It's easy to do. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. So I'm somewhat familiar with Missoula and somewhat familiar with the fact that rents and housing prices have gone up there. But I'm absolutely confident it's because it's the most liberal city in Montana, and it's easy on bums and junkies.
I don't want to hear that from who. When rent gets high, decides to go live on the street.
The rent is too damn high.
And doesn't move to a cheaper town where they can afford to live there.
Nope, I'm going to get a tent, live in the park, and become a drug addict.
What?
I'm going to smoke meth until my brain doesn't work anymore. That's my plan.
Everybody listening right now has chosen not to live in neighborhoods they can't afford to live in. Every
sure.
one of us.
Yeah.
We live here. I'd like to live over there, but I can't afford over there, or that city. We've chosen this one because it's the one we can afford. You don't. Then they raise the rent. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start being a street person. I'll live under a bush and poop on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know, because of our career being run out of many of America's finest cities, I've moved and bought houses many, many times. And it ain't in, like, Riverview Heights because I couldn't afford it. I lived out in the hinterlands or whatever. I drove 30 minutes to work. Everybody, through their whole lives, makes that decision over and over again, except bums and junkies, according to the Ninth Circuit Court. Anyway, so back to Casper, Wyoming. He says the 200 or so homeless people in that small city have created a mess throughout the streets and parks, as well as the closed motel where squatters left millions in property damage. They destroyed everything, he told the local paper. It's horrible. The property is condemned by the city. The bank that owns the foreclosed business boarded it up. It's unsafe. They're going to have to tear it down or burn it or something. It's nothing like I've ever seen, said the mayor. It's third world country stuff happening in Casper, Wyoming. We know very well we cannot litigate our way or arrest our way out of the problem, but our police need some teeth to start dealing with the squatting. They're just causing so many problems. So the people of Casper, Wyoming are now bitterly frustrated with this situation. And I actually jumped on one of my favorite real estate sites and was researching what you can rent in Casper, Wyoming. And you can find all sorts of apartments or even smallish houses to rent in the $750 a month range, $800, $900. Now, granted, wages are probably lower in Casper because the cost of everything is lower there. Get a damn roommate. The idea that I'm not living with a roommate, I'm going to get me a tent and live in Wyoming and do drugs outside instead of getting a roommate. Who makes that? Nobody makes that decision. It's about junkies and mentally ill people, but mostly junkies.
Yeah.
So before we take a break, I saw this thing in San Francisco. There's a new Total Wine store. It's called Total Wine and More in the Soma District neighborhood.
I know it well. Yes, indeed.
And they've got this new giant fence all the way around it. It looks to be like 10 to 12 feet high, and it's those kind with like the metal things that come up and then bend outward and have a point on the end, so there's no way you can climb over the thing without impaling
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
And the article in the paper was that San Francisco's new Total Wine and More store in Soma neighborhood has not said why the new fence was erected.
Oh, that's funny. Well, there's rumors of a Viking attack. Or all the, you know, all the hyenas running through the streets. Oh, that reminds me. I got to tell you about the cocaine raccoons later.
So I guess they didn't think it would be okay to just say out loud, if you want to be in business in this city, you have to have a fence like this around it, or you'll get robbed blind. See Walgreens, see Nordstrom, see everybody else that is left.
And who are these unspeakably cowardly people who won't just say what's going on?
I don't know.
What's it like in your head?
I don't know.
Wow. All right, coming up, cocaine raccoons. Beware.
Kids are going back to college. We're hearing from some people on the whole parents having to get involved with college kids at college thing. Really interesting. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
NFL opening night is coming, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is hooking new customers up with a can't-miss offer.
Place your first $5 NFL bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly.
Plus, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September.
New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code Armstrong and Getty to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5.
That's code Armstrong and Getty only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and whether you're making a choice about your career, relationships, location, or all of the above, it can be hard to know the right path before you take it. A therapist can help you map out what you really want and trust yourself with the decisions you need to get there, so you feel confident in your path and excited about the future. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online and lets you choose how you'd like to communicate with them, by chat, phone, or video call. It's similar to the professional service you'd get from an in-person therapist, but with flexible week-to-week scheduling and custom therapist matching, so you can find therapy that fits in your life. Just go to their site and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. com/mygoals.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Somebody texted that on their Facebook feed this morning they found 20 ads for Jimmy Buffett memorial caps and shirts and other crap. Yeah, I guess.
Wow. Wow. The city of Portland, Oregon has experienced a sudden increase in aggressive raccoon attacks over the past month. During that same period, not coincidentally, human deaths from drug overdoses have also surged. Now, Portland presents an ideal environment for raccoon, large homeless encampments littered with food scraps, lots of empty buildings abandoned by businesses fleeing downtown. And the Oregon Catalyst suggests quite reasonably that the abundance of raccoons and illicit drugs in Portland may well have engendered a scenario like the one encountered in Cocaine Bear, the 2023 comedy horror film based on true events, but barely. Since Portland's one of the drug capitals of the world and has decriminalized cocaine, the city has plenty of hard drugs left around for raccoons to discover. With so many raccoons and so many drugs everywhere, the chances that some of these creatures are stoned is possible, and it's not zero.
Plus, if you're 50 pounds, you wouldn't need a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So they actually think the raccoons are taking drugs and getting aggressive and biting people.
You got to escape after a long day of raccooning.
Raccoon Attack, my new band. Really, really aggressive, like punk bluegrass. But
And you wear the black masks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Clearly, it's our trademark. So maybe at the point that drug-crazed raccoons are chewing people's faces off, Portland might wake up and say, hey, these policies don't work. I would certainly hope so.
Portlandia's crumbling.
Yeah, I'm not digging the fact that this attitude has spread from California. I was kind of thinking, okay, well, at least the only good thing that comes out of this is these cities, as they get ruined, will be an example to the rest of the country to not try this, but that's not working.
No, reality does not bat last among, well, it bats last, but like in 3 years. When you're talking about liberal college towns, from Casper to Missoula to Austin, Texas, to, you know, name them around the country. Those little blue islands are inviting the very horrors that San Francisco and Portland and Seattle and L.A. have brought down upon themselves. It's amazing to watch. There's no capacity to learn.
Speaking of some of those areas, in just a couple of weeks, a couple of major populated counties in California are going to start the care courts. We can talk more about that in hour three. It's the idea of getting mentally ill people off the street. It ain't going to work the way we thought it was going to work, looks like, so we'll have to discuss that.
And how about the ginormous-breasted Canadian transgender teacher dude? A new wrinkle on that story.
That's a complicated sentence. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.